ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu police continue to investigate a devastating fire that burned down a cultural landmark in the country, the headquarters of the Malvatu Māori Council of Chiefs. The fire at the Chief's Nakamal, an important customary building, broke out in the early hours of Monday morning. While it's unclear whether the fire was an accident, the country's first president says not enough is being done to protect traditional culture. Mackenzie Smith with this report.
The fire was already raging by the time the president of the Malvatu Māori, Chief Willie Plasua, was woken at around 2 a.m. and given the news. By the time firefighters arrived at the scene, it was too late.
And my identity below you mean?
It is our identity it represented, our identity and our resources. It's something that stayed with us for thousands of years. It's a slap on the face of authority of Vanuatu's customs.
As the central meeting house of the Malvatu Māori, the Nakamal was an important cultural site. The Prince of Wales, now King Charles, received a chiefly title in 2018 there, and local journalist Dan McGarry says a plaque marking the occasion has now been reduced to a charred lump. In Vanuatu, there's widespread outrage over the loss of the building, but little is known about how the fire started. Vanuatu police say they are still working to establish whether it was a criminal act. They are being assisted by their Australian counterparts, and a forensics team will arrive on the next available flight. Chief Willie Plasua wants answers.
I want to know what is the cause of the fire. We can't point the finger at one person. Let custom look. We got all the witnesses, we got the Nakamal itself. It too witnessed the fire. To find out the cause, we need everyone's help, including nature.
One local who witnessed the fire, Silverio Malkis, says it was too late for him to do anything.
The fire just took off. The smoke was also everywhere. It covered the whole place, and I couldn't see anything. I started calling the fire station, but I just couldn't reach them. I jumped in my car to try and get there instead, and when I got there, they were all asleep. I kept on shouting at them, but no one responded.
By the time the fire crew responded and they returned to the Nakamal, it had burned down. Footage from the day after shows smouldering ruins, the building reduced to ash, and a few blackened columns. Melody Tate from Indigene Lawyers works across the road and describes arriving to work on Monday morning.
There's smoke all around the area and ashes around our office doorsteps. Yeah, but I don't really know anything about what might have happened or how the fire started.
Still, not everything was destroyed by the fire. Visiting what was left, the first president of Vanuatu, Ati George Sokomanu, noticed an auspicious sign.
One thing that struck me was the two customary statues, you know, the drums that we sometimes call it tam-tam. Those two were not, the fire didn't touch them, although they were very close to the area.
He's calling on customary and political leaders in Vanuatu to do more to help people understand the importance of the country's culture and tradition. But until that happens, he'd like to see measures taken to improve security of the Chief's Nakamal.
We should have taken more precautions. For instance, making some people to guard the place, or even someone to live near the area so that they can look after the building.
Chief Willie Plasua is urging patience from the chiefs as they work to rebuild the Nakamal. Businesses on the premises have also been closed until further notice.
That was Mackenzie Smith reporting there, with additional support from our Vanuatu reporter Hilaire Boulet.